hopefully on the phone, I've got Isabella Martin. Isabella, can you hear me? You're very faint indeed. You might be us, might be me, might be you. But you're still there. Where are you at the moment?
I'm okay. Well, thanks. We're just installing the exhibition ready for tonight.
And where are you?
We're at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Arbury.
Lovely. And you're installing this exhibition. This, you came in to chat to us about this a couple of months ago now. This was is a map you're creating, a kind of map of memories and anecdotes. And at the time we spoke, you weren't really sure what this map was going to look like. But you've come a long way since then. Can you describe what you're installing then? What does the map look like?
So the actual map itself is made up of... it's more made up of words than pictures. Because it ended up being more appropriate for the things people were saying and their actual, the words that people were saying and their memories to kind of take the place of the houses and the normal streets you'd have on a regular map. So it's very much kind of made up of memories and hopes for the future amongst the sort of general layout of a map. And it's actually at the event we've got on today and tomorrow taking the place of a screen print. So it doesn't exist yet because when people come in, they can make their own version of it in different inks. So there'll be lots of different versions.
That's brilliant. And it always has been this interactive, evolving thing, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But what will it be when it's finally done? Is it, how big is it? Is it made of fabric? Is it made of paper?
So we've got some lovely thick cartridge paper, and there'll be green, blue and orange prints onto the map, so it'll be ink on cartridge that people can take away, and then there'll also be framed prints that will be installed in each of the community centres, and it's about A2 size, so it'll look good framed on people's walls.
So this is something that people can take away. It's not just going to be one map that people come to. People can have it wherever. Yeah. Take it into their office and their home.
Exactly. And that's really important to me, that everyone can be the author and owner of this map, because it was built and created collaboratively.
And is it a map? I know that you were talking to people about their memories of the area. So is it a map that encompasses the past as well as the present and maybe even the future?
Absolutely. It's a combination of the past, people's memories from coursing in the haystacks back when North Cambridge was mostly fields. And it goes through their recollections and observations about the present, from the kind of trees that live on their streets to their hopes for the future. And these vary from the fantastical, like the hope that there'll be unicorns on Arbury Road, to some of the more practical about having a local swimming pool or having a lake in their park, or simply more shops on their street that they can access. So it's a real mix of fantastical and practical,
and this
future and past and present.
And you had sort of open surgeries, and you invited people, older people, to come and share their memories, and younger. I mean, I'm guessing the unicorns on Arbury Road are from the younger end of those, the people you spoke to.
How did you guess? Yes, and it was really important to me that the voices in the map do span all the generations as well. So it's kind of truly collaborative and community-inspired.
So this is something that people can see over the next few days. Where is it again?
So we're at the Church of the Good Shepherd today and tomorrow. Today we're here from 2 until 7, and tomorrow we're here 11 until 5. We'll put up a copy of the map online, and then it will be in the different community centres of the neighbourhood.
Brilliant. I was going to say what happens to it now. So it'll still be very much alive. And will it change and evolve? Is it something that you might revisit in the future?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love for it to be something that could be developed and kind of added to. And actually, even in the course of the event, we have different stamps so that after people have made their screen print, they can personalise it themselves. And they can really kind of make their own version of the map and add where they live and such. But I do love the idea of it evolving, and it's really important to me that as a map it's not didactic, but it is open to things changing around it. So, yeah, I'm really excited by that thought.
It sounds great, Isabel. We'll leave you now because the line's not too great, but thank you very much for spending the time talking to us. If you can get a chance to send us a picture so we can put it on our Facebook page and see and share it and see what it really looks like. But well done and good luck with the project.
Cheers. Lovely to talk to you.
Bye.